Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes. You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready.
I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program is a federal program that provides nutrition benefits to low-income individuals and families that are used at stores to purchase food. And with the coronavirus pandemic, you can imagine that's been used quite a lot. However, the Second Harvest Food Bank is calling for a 15% increase to SNAP benefits. And joining us by phone to talk about that is Kelly Quintero. Kelly is the Director of Advocacy and Government Relations at Second Harvest Food Bank of Central Florida. Kelly, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's always a pleasure.
Well, first of all, let's talk about SNAP in case people don't understand what exactly SNAP is. What is SNAP?
SNAP, or Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, is what most of us commonly know as food stamps. Since then, it's had a new name, but from there, what we're really looking at is that for every meal that food banks, just like Second Harvest Food Bank, put out into the community, SNAP puts out the equivalent of 9 meals. So that's kind of like why we're so invested in thinking about SNAP and how SNAP really impacts our community here in Central Florida.
And who is eligible for SNAP?
That's a great question. So most individuals are eligible as long as they don't meet the federal thresholds. But essentially right now, we are seeing a lot of those furloughed workers that would either be at theme parks or maybe in the restaurant business. They're using SNAP to put food back onto their tables. And a lot of these are also families, seniors, and people with disabilities. So these are individuals who definitely need food. They need to get it on their table. And this is a very easy way, so that way they can have the dignity of choosing what kind of food it is that works for their diet, works for their family, and put it on their table too.
Well, normally a person on SNAP, you know, be a low-income person. But in this coronavirus pandemic, a lot of people have found themselves sort of in limbo. They still have their job, but they're kind of furloughed, so the income isn't what it used to be. How could they benefit from SNAP?
That's a great question. So they're going to benefit from SNAP, even if that's getting the minimum benefit right now, which is $16 a month. Even that $16 a month will help put something on their table to supplement. And it's always supplemental. We want to drive that home. This is supplemental. But unfortunately, what we're seeing right now is a lot of individuals using SNAP to just write out, put food on their table because they don't have jobs right now. So this will provide some relief to those individuals who just can't make their dollar stretch for whatever reason, because we know that rent always eats first. Food will come second. So how can we make sure that nobody is going to bed hungry any kind of night?
Well, you mentioned the minimum you can get on SNAP. Second Harvest Food Bank is advocating a 15% increase to SNAP benefits, right?
Yeah. So again, I want to chime in and say, like, the reason why we're so invested in this is because we know that for every meal that food banks, just like us, put out into the community, SNAP puts out the equivalent of 9 meals. There's no way that we can do 9 times what we're already doing. And by the way, we've already done 24 million meals and counting since the middle of March. And this is really unprecedented for us, and I'm sure the entire world, actually. But we're interested in this increase because we know that right now people really need it the most. And SNAP is one of those programs that really, really works. It's one of the most efficient government programs. And when there's a high need, there will be an increase in SNAP. But when people are back at work, and we can see this right after the Great Recession, there are less individuals on SNAP. And it ebbs and flows just like it's supposed to be. And that's why it's one of the most effective programs. But for individuals, that 15% increase in SNAP could mean an additional $25 a month to put food on their table. And for a family of four, it would be just under $100. So that definitely makes a difference, making sure we're eating nutritious food and staying as healthy as we can, especially during this pandemic.
Second Harvest is wanting a 15% increase. Has there been any other changes since the pandemic in SNAP?
There have been a few. So here in the state of Florida, what we've seen is a waiver of those work requirements because, of course, there's not a lot of jobs going on right now. And that's key right now. We've actually heard from the Department of Children and Families, who administers the food stamps program, or SNAP, that they're actually going to start phasing in work requirements again. And I just want to, you know, quick fact is that two out of every three individuals on SNAP are either children, seniors, or people with disabilities. So those that can work are working, but right now there's just not enough jobs for people to really see and do that work requirement. So that's been the biggest change we've seen. We have seen, I'm going to give you some quick numbers right here. In March, there were about 630,000 clients here in Central Florida alone who use SNAP. And then in May, we saw 873,000 Central Floridians using SNAP to put food back on their table. So there's definitely a need here in Central Florida, and we continue to see that need even at our own pantries too.
You mentioned kids, and I imagine it includes students. Students, you know, college students, they can apply for this as well, right?
So that's a really interesting point you make. Not a lot of college students are eligible to apply unless they're fully independent from their family. So that's kind of one of those weird points in the law that we know that we've taken a hard look at and have advocated on some changes. But the hope would be that if those college students are in need and they can't use the college pantry as much as they have in the past, and they're maybe not necessarily using their family's resources or are unable to use those resources, that they too can apply for SNAP and manage to feed themselves. That's so crucial right now.
Right, because, you know, just because you're going to college doesn't mean a lot of the kids have jobs that have been taken away from them or they're furloughed from them. So they're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Absolutely. And I don't know about you, but if I miss a meal, I get hangry. There's no way I'm going to be an effective employee, an effective spouse, or a student if I'm not eating. So this is something that we're very aware of. We want to make sure that everybody has food on their table, because that's the one thing we all need to really, really survive.
All right. So how does a person apply for a SNAP?
Right now, we actually just started a SNAP hotline. That's what we call it, because we know this application can be pretty difficult. Most individuals, if you want to give it a shot by yourself, you can go to the Department of Children and Families website and apply online. Or we actually have a hotline. It's in Spanish, English, and Creole. So we're accessible to everybody who is in need of help in Central Florida. That phone number is 407-295-2777. And it's open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30. It takes about an hour to do the application on the phone. So it's available in English, Spanish, and Creole. So if you need assistance, please give us a call at that hotline. It's 407-295-2777. We'll be able to kind of work through that application process because it can be a little complicated. However, if you do want to take a stab at it, Department of Children and Families has that application online that you can fill out too.
How long do these SNAP benefits last?
That really depends on what your income kind of starts to look like, especially now that our economy is slowly reopening. And I know we're very much a tourist industry, but now with Disney and a lot of theme parks open, that might change a little bit. But always, if you have any questions, you can call that hotline too. And they'll kind of work their way through and see what is kind of changing, if there's any other programs that might work better for you too.
So the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program is available to you if you need help. And a lot of people need help, but sometimes are afraid to ask for it. It's called SNAP. It's available through the government. You can check it out. I guess Second Harvest has a website link to it, right?
Yeah. So we have feedhopenow.org. And that's just our general website. And if you need food assistance, feedhopenow.org/findfood. And that also gives you a link to that hotline as well. And it'll just, we want to make sure if you're hungry, please don't hesitate to ask for help. That's why we're here.
So check it out at feedhopenow.org. And Second Harvest Food Bank is waiting to help you, not only with SNAP, but with all the fine programs and assistance they have there at Second Harvest Food Bank. Well, Kelly Quintero, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.